The text for this morning is the introduction to the Lord's Prayer, which was just read, Matthew 6, verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven. When many of you hear the words, "It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon," you will immediately recognize them as the introduction to the news from Garrison Keillor's radio program, The Prairie Home Companion. He tells the news during his show, which is filled with all sorts of folk musicians, corny jokes, little skits and acts, and stories about Lutherans and Catholics and wholesome jokes. And there in his hometown of Lake Wobegon, there are Lutherans like Clarence and Marlene Bunsen, who secretly go over to Father Emil's rectory in the Catholic parish to get a second opinion on religious questions sometimes. You see, Garrison Keillor tells stories, ordinary stories, about the relationships between sons and daughters, husbands and wives, teachers and students, pastors and parishioners, and between God and man. And in Lake Wobegon, there is a Lutheran church, and there Carl Krebsbach, Clarence and Marlene, and the other Lutherans go, and every Sunday they pray the Lord's Prayer, just as we do. Every Sunday they address God, just as we do. Our Father, who art in heaven. And immediately that prayer is about their relationship with God the Father. God is in heaven. That's where he lives. And we as poor children are here on earth. Clarence the car salesman, Marlene the school nurse, and we ourselves dealing with our troubles, the rumors of wars, and disease in this life. Pastor Inkvist of Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church was preaching on the Lord's Prayer not too long ago, and he quoted Martin Luther on this subject. "He who prays thus stands with an upright heart in the correct relationship to God. Such a man is able to pray and to move God to mercy. This lofty word cannot possibly issue from human nature, but must be inspired in man's heart by the Spirit of Christ." God has been moved to show mercy upon us for the sake of Christ and his sacrifice on the cross for us. And Christ has freely restored us in our relationship with God, our Father, who lives even in heaven and who loves us as dear children and will bring us to himself in heaven when Christ returns. This Sunday, you will say the Lord's Prayer in a different church, in a field-ed congregation, since those assignments have been made, as returning students, or somewhere serving a pulpit supply, as wives, as friends. And your physical relationship is kind of changed now. There are more miles between you and your home, between you and friends, than there were before. More time between last year and now. Our relationship has changed. And as faculty and staff in this place, we can feel the miles and the years between where we are now and where we used to be. All the coming and going to and from this place can easily strain relationships in families and between friends. Easily. So we pray. We pray to our Father in heaven, and we know that our spiritual relationship with him has not changed, is not confused, and is not strained because of what Christ has done for us. Our Father who art in heaven, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, our relationship with God the Father is not confused. Father, always. Ours, forever. Heavenly? Oh, yes. And earthly, too, when he comes to us in human flesh as a baby, and when he feeds us his own body and blood in and with and under bread and wine, and then he only acts even more fatherly and more heavenly by giving us his very, very best in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Ours. Ours. For us and for our salvation, this small little text is filled with the relationship that we have in Christ Jesus. Ours. Ours is his kingdom. Ours is his will. Daily bread, forgiveness, and deliverance from evil. All of these gifts are ours in Christ and the prayer that he taught us to pray. No matter how far away we are from where we began, Lake Wobegon is a very quiet place. It's quiet because it's made up. It doesn't exist. It's not even real. But this place is very real. And you are preparing for pastoral ministry. And you are showing up here every morning at 8 o'clock in God's service in this place. It's not been a quiet week at Concordia Seminary. It's been a great week. It's been a fantastic week. First week of classes. But the introductions are over. You have your field ed assignments. You have papers to begin writing. Classes are rolling. And no matter how your physical relationship has changed with family and friends, and I know there are miles between your vicarage in Onalaska, Wisconsin, and there are miles between your friends in Okarchi, Oklahoma, and their family that you left in Troy, Michigan. I know. But the relationship you have with God our Father, with his Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and the relationship that those friends and families have is not strained one bit. We know who we are. We are God's dear children in this place. And when we leave here on Sunday morning, and when we leave here 9 months from now, and when we leave here as a pastor to a parish in Columbus, Indiana, or Evansville, or Boston, Massachusetts, our relationship is not strained. So now, students, professors, staff, faculty, wives, friends, now in Christ, we may ask our Father, with all boldness and with all confidence, as dear children ask, forgive us, renew us, lead us, and inspire us. In the name and for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. That's the news. That's the good news from God our Father in heaven. Amen.